coffee mug. Suddenly, I feel numb, and it dawns on me why Dad looks lousy. Dancing with Scarlet clouded my thoughts, and I had forgotten about Mom until now. When I sit at the table, a small smile pulls at the corner of Dad's lips. "When did you start drinking coffee?" I shrug, sort of embarrassed. "I don't know. This morning?" He picks up the sugar bowl. "Sugar?" "Nah," I say. He watches, waiting for me to sip. When I don't, he looks down at the newspaper. I lift the cup and take a big swallow. It burns. Glancing at me over the paper, Dad smirks, then clears his throat and frowns, looking back at the paper as if he didn't notice me gagging. A moment later, he says, "Do me a favor. Take that bucket of soil on the back porch over to Gloria and give her that sack of tomatoes on the counter, too." Dad must feel rotten. Mrs. McKnight is one of the few people he enjoys talking to. She likes hearing about the optimum temperature for worms, and he likes learning about the different types of roses.
In the last chapter, we learned that Toby's mom is staying in Nashville for a while. The news reminded Toby about the terrible fight his parents had before she left. Mrs. Wilson's change in plans seems to have hit Toby's dad pretty hard. He hasn't even gotten dressed yet, and he looks like he didn't get any sleep. I wonder if he's worried his wife might not be coming home at all. Let's pick it up at the bottom of page 85, where it starts. In Cal's backyard.
In Cal's backyard, Mrs. McKnight hangs underwear on the clothesline. Mom says Charlie McKnight is too